Nayla Montero is wearing a t-shirt that says Local Diva, but it's misleading. Nayla is from Brazil. She works 55 hours a week as a house cleaner and convenience store clerk on Martha's Vineyard. But no matter how hard she works, she always finds time to pursue her hobby, the Afro-Brazilian martial art capoeira. She and five men are playing traditional Brazilian instruments and practicing their moves in her small, dark basement apartment in Oak Bluffs. Capoeira started out as a fighting method, a way for slaves to defend themselves. But modern capoeira is different. It's an unusual hybrid of dance, music, and fighting. It looks like karate in slow motion, but with no physical contact. The moves are graceful and smooth. Here's Nayla.
Let's say a fluid breakdance. I think that's a way to describe it.
Nayla says capoeira is a little bit of everything.
I once read this quote from a great capoeira master. I wanted to be a dancer, today I dance in capoeira. I wanted to be a singer, today I sing in capoeira. I wanted to be a fighter, today I fight in capoeira.
Thousands of Brazilians have immigrated to Martha's Vineyard over the past 25 years. They come in search of jobs in the island's tourism industry. But, as Nayla says, many of them arrive not knowing a soul. Nayla first moved to the United States when she was 16. She came to Martha's Vineyard 4 years ago, knowing only one person.
You know, I was in Rhode Island one day. I had my friends around me. The next day, I'm in this place where I know no one except my brother. And yeah, it was tough.
Nayla found community in capoeira, and that's why the art is so important to her.
The friends I have today, they all came from the capoeira group. Is where you go to have fun.
Sometimes she'll even turn down work in favor of capoeira.
And my boss already start making the schedule, and he calls me, what's your capoeira schedule for this week, before he makes his schedule for me.
Down the road at the Oak Bluffs YMCA, Leandro Lemos is also doing capoeira, but he's teaching.
Very good. Now front and back. Just the legs. Let me see the motor coordination.
He usually works construction, but he always takes Wednesdays off to work with a group of children.
I love capoeira.
The kids are learning the same kicks and twirls that Nayla's group is practicing. Leandro started capoeira when he was 6, and he thinks it carries a lot of important lessons.
Capoeira, we teach much more than simple kicks. You know, we teach respect, we teach interaction.
It's also a way to keep Brazilian kids connected to their roots and language. All the moves have Portuguese names, and the song lyrics are Portuguese. Lots of Leandro's students are first-generation Americans born to Brazilian parents, and he can relate to those parents. He has two daughters, both born here.
And with my daughters, I speak only Portuguese, and I told her, you know, you speak Portuguese with daddy, because English you're gonna learn eventually in school. And whatever I can do to try to keep that culture close to them, that's what I'm doing.
And everyone in Nayla's group also started capoeira in order to stay connected to Brazil. It wasn't something they grew up practicing. Most gravitated toward the art once they had arrived in the U.S., and now they can't get enough of it. They work busy schedules, but they almost always make it to practice. Back in Nayla's basement, she and a friend face off in the middle of a circle of musicians. Nayla ties back her curly black hair and looks her opponent in the eye. They swing their arms and legs dangerously close to one another and flip through the air. But no one gets hurt. It's all carefully choreographed to the rhythm of the music. Some forms of capoeira are competitive, but in Nayla's group, there are no winners or losers.
Every game starts with a handshake and it ends with a hug.
The group is winding down for the day. Tomorrow, they go back to their jobs as house painters, cleaners, and handymen. But as soon as they find the time, they'll be back in Nayla's basement practicing capoeira.